Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody in Radio Land in the city of Tucson. Good morning, everybody, regardless of what side of the city you are, east side, north side, west side, south side, whether you're in South Phoenix, Green Valley, Marana, Oral Valley, wherever you may be, we are here on this morning with the Fresh Start with Dr. Holt. And let me tell you, we are excited because of the fact that we held the largest public safety event in the city of Tucson. And I believe that our event is probably the largest public safety event and reentry event in the entire state of Arizona. Let me tell you, it was mad successful. We were so excited and we were so pleased to see the village come out and support such a powerful event. We were so excited for many of our partners, many of our sponsors, and many of those who have collaborated with us to put on such a powerful event. Let me tell you, last Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center, lives were changed. Lives were touched. Lives were impacted. Families had been positively impacted by this great event. And let me tell you, the Fresh Start Expo is going down next year. I have booked the Fresh Start Expo for next year, 2023, at the home of the Fresh Start Expo, Tucson Convention Center. Listen, we're booked. We're ready. We're locked. We're loaded. We're here to help our brothers and our sisters who's been incarcerated. And we're here to help those in our communities right now who have pending warrants on their way to be incarcerated. I mean, it was amazing. As I stated, we had many people come out. I'm getting numbers. I think we probably just on the legal services side, far as our city courts, justice courts, and superior courts, that it looked like we probably, you know, I'm still getting the numbers that just the court side, we probably had almost 200 people. We had a line that was very, very long, all the way, going all the way around the convention center. At some point, we had so many people, which is a good problem. I think we overwhelmed some of the courts. They just didn't expect that many people would come out. And again, that's just the numbers I got coming in on the legal side. And that was, the courts were smaller. So on the other side of the TCC is where we had all of the vendors and the resources where people can tap into. And there was many, many people that were on that side as well. So we are very excited for the turnout, for the support, for the love of the community. Mayor Romero, the Honorable Mayor Romero, came out. Rahina Romero, which is a very strong partner, Fresh Start, making sure that the city is standing alongside of us. She spoke, and one of the things that Mayor Romero said, and she said it last year, Fresh Start 2021, she said, that Dr. Holt and the Fresh Start organization is doing God's work. And I echo the mayor's statement that we are doing God's work. This is what this is about. It's easy to preach sermons in churches and in pulpits, but can we make the message of Christ and God's work trickle down to grassroots where people need the help, the support, and the love the most? And so thank you, our Honorable Mayor Rahina Romero, coming out and supporting Fresh Start, making sure that we had no need for anything. Thank you, Mayor, for making sure that anything we could possibly think of. Let me tell you, Mayor Romero rolled out the red carpet for us and make sure that we needed everything we can that we could to make sure that we put on the city's largest public safety event in our whole state. This is a monstrosity. This is huge, and it takes a lot of work to do this. So again, we thank the mayor, we thank city manager Mike Ortega for making sure as well that we had everything that we needed to put on this big event to help our city and to help those who have been formerly incarcerated or that was going to be incarcerated. So again, thank you for the city manager's office and another major partner, just like having the mayor at the table, is our county attorney, Laura Conover. Thank you again for everything, making sure that the attorney's office was a major and primary partner of this work. And let me tell you, without prosecutors being very restorative, we cannot do this work. I'm telling you, it is just awesome to have our county attorney and her team of prosecutors and her criminal division lead that was there. And so he made sure that everything was moving smooth sailing. So again, thank you from the county attorney's office for being a strong partner and a strong supporter of this vision of Fresh Start. Thank you so much. Let me also show my thanks to the city's city attorney and public defender. You guys rock. You were there at the table. Thank you again, making sure that defendants felt comfortable and they had strong representation. So again, thank you so much. And let me go to the courts. Let me talk about Pima County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Burgeon and Danielle Liskey, which is the associate presiding judge, and Burgeon is our presiding judge of Superior Court. Listen, guys, let me just express my gratitude. You have no idea how much that meant for me to see judges be so compassionate and so restorative in their heart and willing to come from the bench out of the courthouse and come down to the main street where the community is at and create a mobile court at the convention center and help people in real time get their conviction set aside, to get their voters' rights back restored. I mean, that was just such amazing. And guys, listen, Judge Liskey and Judge Burgeon could have easily sent other judges down to the convention center, but these are the leader of our county judiciary. These are the leaders of our superior courts, our felony courts. And let me tell you, they didn't come late. They came early. They were getting their tables together. I mean, these are our leading judges, our presiding judges. I want you to be able to see judges in a different light. All judges are not stuffy, and all judges are not far removed and detached from society and communities, just putting people in prison. I mean, I was really, really impressed with Judge Burgeon, and he made sure that there was a strong partner this year. They were with me last year. This is the first time I brought all the courts together, and they were with me, and they did a phenomenal job. This year, they showed up and showed out, and I just want to, as the founder and CEO of Fresh Start, is to extend my attitude of gratitude to Judge Burgeon and Judge Liskey for just leading the way as our leading judges, meeting with members of our community, people who have been formerly incarcerated, ex-offenders, people who have felony backgrounds. And they took off their jacket. They sat at the table. And I mean, they grind. They work from 9 all the way to past 1 p.m. So again, thank you from my heart. Want to express my gratitude to Tony, our presiding judge for city courts. Tony was one of our major supporters. Listen, guys, without judges, this is not happening. I can tell you right now. So I just want to express City Courts' participation. City Courts is very important as well, is because they the one that made sure that we were squashing warrants. They the one that looked up people's cases to see that they have unpaid tickets, that they have thousands of dollars of court fees and fines, and did they have a warrant that they can possibly go to jail for. And let me tell you, City Court judges showed up and showed out. They did a phenomenal job. They helped many, many, many people with their outstanding warrants. We squashed many warrants because of City Courts. We waived and reduced many court fees and fines because of City Court. And they also helped people with unpaid tickets and suspended driver's license. So if they had a suspended license, City Courts was right there helping us out. And not just City Courts, but the Pima County Justice Courts. And I had the pleasure of meeting some justices of the peace, the Honorable Alex Ball and Erica Cornego were the justices of the peace at the time that I was there on that side. They were there early. They were ready to rock and roll. They were ready to help many people. And so, again, Justice Courts was also another important piece of squashing warrants and court fees and fines, unpaid tickets, suspended licenses. Guys, let me tell you, all this stuff did not cost. These type of services did not cost $500. These services that we were able to provide didn't cost $250. It didn't cost $100. It didn't cost $50. It didn't cost $20. It didn't even cost us $5. It didn't just cost us $1. Any of these services didn't even cost us 50 cents. It was absolutely free. And we've seen so many lives change and impacted. And so we're just excited. I'm going to share a little bit more about what took place at the Fresh Start, but at this time we are going to go on a commercial break for our sponsor for the Fresh Start show, the League of Women Voters, and I'll be right back.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
All right, we're back. We're back. Thank you, Nancy, and the League of Women Voters for trusting in us and taking a chance on sponsoring our show. We just want to express our gratitude for what you have done this far to make sure that we're on the air and speaking about the issues and speaking truth to power. So yes, we're getting close to our elections and we need everybody to get out and vote. The voting is your voice and voting is your choice. Let us get back to the remainder of our show, talking about the great things that took place at the Fresh Start Expo on this past Saturday. And again, we are so excited and wanted to just give everybody their flowers. And let me just talk about an extraordinary team of a Fresh Start committee members and volunteers. You guys totally rock. Wanted to express my gratitude to our administrative assistant, Candace Mayer, who have really just showed up and showed out and just did a phenomenal job on helping me to carry out this vision by handling a lot of the administrative duties and coordinating duties and getting our vendors and getting our partners and going over the floor plan, making sure that all of our partners were comfortable, all of our partners were out there in their space. She did a phenomenal job on organizing and coordinating with the event coordinator at the TCC, making sure that the courts church had their space, and they were had a good organizational type of a flow chart, did a great job on making sure that the judges were in a secure space. We also offered child care, making sure that the children were safe in a secure space. So we just want to give kudos out to Candace, our administrative assistant that works with me with the Fresh Start organization. Thank you so kindly for all your hard work. Thank you, Desi, for helping us with volunteers, and Tom, with your great testimony and hard work and making sure that Fort Tucson was a partner at the table. I can go on and on and on. Of the great work, Linda Leatherman, my God, was another integral, pertinent piece of this success, a Fresh Start. Thank you so much, Jennifer Ekstrom, making sure that County One Stop was with us and doing those job fairs for people who had felony backgrounds. Dan Ekstrom, her father, which is one of our big godfathers in the community, have done many, many great things as a stakeholder in our community. I can go on and on, and many people that were there and who worked with us throughout the year, meeting with us, and Paul Perazzi meeting with us, and Jim, one of our attorneys, being on the line meeting with us, Robert from Pima Community College, that was with us and working hard and making sure that things were taken care of. And we are just so, so excited. So I just want to express my gratitude to all of those that helped us, and Miranda that helped us as well, that met with us all through the year as we plan and strategize. And so so many that really, really was there at the beginning to the end. I just want to say thank you so much. So I want to give kudos to the Fresh Start team, the Fresh Start Steering Committee for the expo. Thank you so much. Everybody know what they've done. Jay Fish, who want to give her flowers as well, did a phenomenal job of working with us throughout the year. Also, really, Jay Fish was an integral part of our fundraiser that we had this year as well. Was totally successful. I would vouch for her. If you ever needed an event coordinator, please get a hold of Jay Fish. She did just a phenomenal job for us for our fundraiser, and was there at the expo working in legal services, helping people get registered so that they can squash their warrants or whatever needs they have from city court. So again, Jay Fish, Lynn as well, worked with Jay Fish in the legal services as well, that I kept seeing working hard from beginning to end. Again, thank you. I know you get in trouble when you start listing names because you hate to forget people. So hopefully I have not forgot about you. If I didn't mention your name, please know that's not from my heart. Charge it to my mind. But just know that I really, really appreciate everything that took place. It was just totally awesome. Girl Scouts of America provided free child care. Just wanted to express how much we really appreciate. It was just awesome. And we're looking forward to next year. This coming year for 2023, stay tuned. I'm not only going to bring back the expo next year, the huge event at the TCC, but I do recognize that there are many people that is being released out of prison all throughout the year, and they can't wait all the way to October to get help and get services. So just keep it locked. Stay tuned. My plan is to start doing some smaller Fresh Start restorative justice type of clinics, to where we're going to be helping people quarterly, with quarterly events, quarterly clinics, helping people to still squash those warrants, get their voters' rights restored, making sure that you get your marijuana expunged. This coming year, 2023, another thing I'm going to be doing and putting a stronger focus on is the school-to-prison pipeline issue. So we have too many young people going to prison from school, being suspended and expelled. being arrested, getting paper arrested, being arrested to the and incarcerated at the juvenile detention center. And now a lot of our kids are having criminal background issues without even being 18. And so I'm going to be working with some school districts, working with TUSD, Sunnyside, Amphi, if you're open to it, which you should. And I want to help seal some records of young people's. So a lot of young people that may have felonies and have some background issues can't join the military, can't go to school, can't get certain scholarships because of a background issue. Let's clean that up. Okay, so let's help our young people in this issue, and let's help our young people get a fresh start. And so I will be looking at doing a school-to-prison pipeline clinic where we're going to be having school districts that have kids with felonies or background issues to come to the school-to-prison pipeline clinic, and we're going to have our juvenile judges there to help seal their backgrounds and expunge their backgrounds. So that's going to be huge. Huge, ladies and gentlemen, because so many young people cannot do some of the great things they want to do as far as having a bright future because they already have a criminal background. But guess what? I'm going to not only be helping adults, I'm going to be helping young people. I'm going to be helping children and teenagers to clean up their background so that they can have a brighter future. Believe it or not, young people that perhaps want to join the police department, join law enforcement, well, you can't go to the academy and become a police officer if you have a background issue, okay? And so those are just one examples why we need to make sure that their background is clear. They cannot join the Marines. They cannot join the Navy or the Army or Air Force because of the fact that their background has been damaged. And so, but we can help. And so Fresh Start is here to help not only our adults, but help our young people. So I don't know if that gets you excited, but maybe you got a son, maybe you got a daughter, made some bad choices in their teenage years, or a nephew or a niece or a cousin them that made a bad choice in their past. Listen, we got to clean up that background because we don't want kids going to prison from school. They should be going to a university from school. They should be going to a community college from school. They should be joining the military and creating a career in the armed forces from school, but they should not be going to prison. And so the school to prison pipeline is real. And I'm looking into putting a dent into recidivism among young people. Young people should be at home with their parents in their own bed, at home with their family, not in a juvenile detention center. So we want to be helping our young people, especially children of color, because we know that children of color is suspended and arrested 6 times more than their white counterparts in school. So let's continue to push the narrative. Let's make sure that everyone gets a new beginning. And that's what we're all about. So that's just one of the things. One of the other things that I'm looking to is to create phase 2, the Fresh Start Empowerment Center, where we will have the Empowerment Center will be about helping people who have felony backgrounds, background issues, having difficulty with employment. Will be able to come to the Empowerment Center and get some education, take some courses, get their GED, get jobs training so that they can be job ready for that career. The Empowerment Center is going to be focusing not just on jobs, but careers, helping people with background issues to establish a full, strong career that they can put food on the table, keep a roof over their head, have benefits, have retirement, and also perhaps entrepreneurship where they want to launch and start their side hustle or their side business and be a wealth generator. And a wealth creator. So it's all possible to those that believe. You just got to believe. You have to dream. You have to have vision. And so I want to let my brothers and sisters know, if you're listening to this episode today from prison, you got to keep hope alive. You got to keep believing. You can't give up. You can't give in. You have to keep believing in your dream. Listen, we're here. We're going to be talking about more of the new legislation about sealing your records. There's a new legislation that's out helping people with background issues that I'm going to be talking about on the show, and bringing some lawyers and some judges talking about the benefit of this new legislation, which is really, really great news. Through this new legislation, if you have a felony background or you're having some background issues through this new legislation from our legislator in Arizona, we're going to be able to possibly, if you qualify, seal your records permanently, and people far as employers or housing will not be able to see what's in your background any longer. So this is something that we've been trying to move to help people with background issues, and this is going to be taking place. This new legislation starts the first of the year, and so we're excited about that. Listen, this is Dr. Holt, the founder and CEO of Fresh Start. We're excited of what we are able to do to help bring healing and restoration and restorative justice to our community. We're looking up, guys. My brothers and sisters that's in prison, whether you're in state, federal, or county jail, listen, we love you. We're here for you. You're not alone. Please don't think that you're in this by yourself. We're here to be here for you when you're ready to get out. So please meet us here every Saturday morning. Our new time is going from 7:30 to 7 a.m. But we're looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you. And thank you so much. Let's keep the hope alive where everyone deserves a fresh start. God bless.